Well, you got through training camp. You got through preseason. How excited are you and the rest of your teammates to start this season?
We are definitely excited to get going. We got an opportunity to play against the Saints. Practice against the Saints in training camp. But, you know, we've got live bullets now, and we're happy to go. We're ready to go.
Tell me about this defense now and the holes. No Revis, no Browner, no Vince Wilfork. There's some big holes to fill. How good is this defense going to be? Well, are you comfortable here?
Yeah, you never want to be comfortable.
Right.
But going back to the host question, we always preach around here, it's not about who you don't have, but it's about who you do have. And I know you guys hear me say it all the time. It's almost repetitive. But you have to work with who you have. Mm-hmm. And that's what we're doing here in training camp, and we're gelling together. And we'll be ready week one, for sure.
Who you have is a confident bunch?
Always confident. And that's how you should play the game of football, very confident. Not cocky, but confident. There's a difference, and a lot of people don't, you know, recognize a difference, but there is a difference. And I feel like you should have some swagger behind you, have some confidence, but not cocky.
You're going into your fourth year now. Tell me about the leadership role that you have to take. You're not a rookie anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Now you're taking the leadership role.
Right. You know, going into my fourth year, I feel like you kind of just fall into being a leader.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's a lot of situations that you see yourself in, and you've been through it before. You know, like, for instance, there was a situation in practice the other day where, you know, Trey Flowers, you know, he didn't shoot his hand right. And I said, hey, you know, you got to shoot your hand this way, you know. And that was my, I had the same problem my rookie year. So there's certain situations and certain scenarios that you see and you might have gone through it before. And that's how you can help out a younger guy.
First up on the docket, the Pittsburgh Steelers. What's it going to be like trying to tackle a quarterback that's just as big, if not bigger, than you are?
Ben Roethlisberger is a great player. He's a phenomenal player. He absorbs a lot of sacks. Like I said, it's hard to get him down.
Right.
I remember back when we played him in 2013, I had a shot at him. I had a clear shot at him. And I hit him square in the back, and he kind of stayed up. And I had to kind of drive my legs to get him down on the ground. So he's tough to take down, and that'll be a challenge for us for sure.
Opening night, banner night. Talk about the atmosphere. What does that do for a football player? What's it going to be like for you and the rest of your teammates on opening night?
I'm sure the atmosphere at Gillette Stadium is going to be phenomenal. The spirits are going to be high. I mean, it's all we've been talking about is dropping the banner. But to have an opportunity to go out there and put forth what we've been working on this whole training camp and just to show the Patriots Nation and everyone that what we're here for, and that's to win again. And that's what we're trying to do when we go out there, for sure, on Thursday.
Here we go again. Super Bowl, last year's Super Bowl. Done. That's behind it. You, right?
Right. On to 2015.
On to 2015. All right, my friend.
Thank you.
All right.
Yeah.